This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's read chapter 6, verse 23 through the end of the chapter. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light. Underline that in your Bible. If you do, I'll tell you why later. And the corrections of discipline are the way to life, keeping you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of the wayward wife. I got to stop right here. This is geared to a male culture. You can put either gender in there. Instead of saying the immoral woman, talk about the immoral man and the wayward husband. Verse 25, do not lust in your heart after her beauty or let her captivate you with her eyes. For the immoral woman, or here it's called prostitute, reduces you to a loaf of bread, and the adulteress preys upon your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay seven times or sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery lacks judgment. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse the bribe, however great it is. I've never met any man or woman who has gone to the Dayton Airport or the Cincinnati Airport or any airport for that matter and said, give me a ticket to anywhere. I don't care where it is, just give me a ticket. I've never met anyone who went to an Amtrak station in Cincinnati and said, I want a train ticket and I don't care where it is, I don't care how much it costs, just give me a ticket to some place on the train line, on the train track. I've never met anyone who's gone to Greyhound bus station and said, don't care where the bus is going, give me the first ticket out of here, anywhere. Now, maybe you felt that in frustration sometimes on your job or even in your home, but no one's ever done that. No one has ever done that in real life. And yet here's the irony. People do that, figuratively speaking, all the time, morally, ethically, personally in terms of their family, where they do things and they make choices and they go in directions and they have no idea where this train's going to go that I've started in motion. They have no idea where this plane is going to go in terms of what they've started in motion, a series of events. And yet nine times the book of Proverbs, nine times says, when you do something, you make a choice, you decide something, see where it's going. Look for the destination. And today I'm just asking you to look at the destination of choices we make in life that have to do with this realm called marital fidelity. Marital fidelity. Let's bring up verse 26 again, if we could. For the immoral woman or prostitute reduces you to a loaf of bread, and the adulteress preys upon your very life. We don't use terminology like that in our culture today. But can I tell you what we do say? I really messed up my life. He really trashed his life. He's trashed his job situation. He's trashed his career. She's done something that's dramatically impacted her job or her home in a negative way. We understand that terminology, and that's what verse 26 means. For the prostitute reduces you to a loaf of bread, your life is reduced to nothing, to rubble, is basically what that means, figuratively speaking.
Well, this message on Cross Hope will continue tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.